24 arrested in fourth night of protests over Dante Wright shooting in Minnesota. By Bob Price on April 15, 2021. Law enforcement in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, arrested at least 24 people during a fourth night of protests. Hundreds of activists, including Black Lives Matter and Antifa, gathered outside the police headquarters and remained after unlawful assembly and curfew declarations. For the fourth night in a row, protesters marched to the Brooklyn Center Police Department building over the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Officials declared the demonstration an unlawful assembly about an hour before the 10 p.m. curfew went into effect, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported. A black man tried discouraging #Antifa from being violent at the Brooklyn Center, Minnesota protest. They're throwing projectiles. He stands directly in front of them. Powerful video by Epic on the scene #DanteWright #BLMPic.twitter.com/LookCruel4G. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, April 15, 2021. While the local newspaper called the protest calmer, many threw projectiles at the state police, Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies, and National Guard troops put in place to protect the police headquarters. The projectiles included water bottles, milk jugs, bricks, rocks, and fireworks. New, a protester during protest in Brooklyn Center repeated exactly what Trump said during his presidency in a press talk about how protesters use cans of soup against cops. Soup for my family. pic.twitter.com/p8flow23sb. Insider paper, at the Insider paper, April 15, 2021. Earlier in the evening, protesters violently attacked and attempted to intimidate national news media who came to cover the demonstration, Breitbart News reported. At one point, someone threw a filled water bottle at a CNN news crew, knocking the man to the ground after the bottle struck him in the head. The protesters mocked the man after he fell to the ground. Protesters throw a water bottle at a CNN crew member and hit him square on the head. They mock him when he falls down. pic.twitter.com/cbfrn9joach. Nick Rowan, at NYSC Stempery, April 15, 2021. Along the front lines of the protest, marchers erected plywood battlements to provide shielding against crowd control munitions from law enforcement. pic.twitter.com/bbmhgtfbzt. Nick Rowan, at NYSC Stempery, April 15, 2021. Despite the 10 p.m. curfew, protesters remained on the streets into the early morning hours of Thursday. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.